From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, January 18th. Coming up, the cost of eggs rose more than any other food product last year. It's a ripple effect of the deadly bird flu that hit egg-laying flocks across the U.S. We'll learn more from Harvest Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. 16 Illinois state lawmakers are standing up for a new assault weapons ban that's received fierce opposition from sheriffs across the state. Mawa Iqbal has more.
The Democratic lawmakers represent much of north suburban DuPage County. The county sheriff, James Mendrick, said last week that he would not comply with the law that bans the sale, transfer, and manufacture of assault weapons. State Representative Maura Hershauer says that's a big problem.
You know, God forbid a tragedy happened within the borders of DuPage County. I really do believe he's opened us up to some liability there.
Hershauer says she and other lawmakers spent hundreds of hours negotiating with law enforcement when crafting the measure. Nearly 80 sheriffs across Illinois have vowed to not enforce the ban. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A state senator in central Illinois plans to introduce a bill to require voters provide ID at the ballot box. Republican Sally Turner of Beeson says she's not seen evidence of election fraud, but she says some voters may feel disenfranchised.
That they think others maybe are casting a ballot that isn't really them, and that indeed I have not seen that be the case personally, but that might alleviate some of that headache.
Turner says the bill would likely require voters present the same forms of ID they use when they register. She says the state would have to provide a free identification card for those who don't already have a form of identification. Gas stoves are known to release harmful emissions into the air. That's raised questions about their safety. Illinois Newsroom's Sarah Nardi has more.
According to an expert in indoor air quality, gas stoves are known to emit several pollutants, including carbon monoxide, formaldehyde, and nitrogen oxides. Sheena Martinet is an assistant professor of kinesiology and community health at the University of Illinois. Speaking on the 21st show, she says it's already well known that nitrogen oxides can aggravate symptoms for people with asthma and COPD. But Martinet says new research suggests a link between nitrogen oxides and onset cases of asthma in kids.
Of course, there's a lot of research that still needs to be done, but we are seeing some pretty good evidence of these long-term respiratory health effects.
The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission last week said it's researching gas emissions in stoves and exploring new ways to address health risks. The agency denied reports that it was considering a ban on gas stoves. I'm Sarah Nardi, Illinois Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini women's basketball team will do something tonight it hasn't done in 23 years, host a game between two ranked teams. 21st-ranked Illinois will face number 6 Indiana tonight at 7 o'clock. Illinois first-year head coach Shauna Green says this is the type of game she envisioned when she came to Champaign.
It's great for our kids. This is why they came to a school like Illinois. This is why they wanted to play in the Big Ten, to play in these high-level games. So everyone's excited about it.
The Illini are 15-3 overall, 5-2 in the Big Ten Conference. The Hoosiers are 6-1 in the Big Ten and 16-1 overall. The two teams met in Bloomington last month, with Indiana winning a 65-61 contest. Still to come, a closer look at the huge increase in the cost of eggs. We'll learn more from Harvest Public Media coming up next on 217 Today.
You might remember the fire in 2019 that almost destroyed the Notre Dame Cathedral. Well, soon after that fire, a team of engineers and artisans set out to restore the historic landmark. Nova's Rebuilding Notre Dame traces the dramatic technical challenges going behind the scenes as carpenters and stonemasons use cutting-edge techniques and age-old skills to restore the Parisian landmark. It's a historic restoration project like no other. Watch this and other Nova programs with WILL Passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Consumers may have gotten used to seeing higher food prices at the grocery in the last couple of years, but the price of one food has risen more sharply than others, eggs. Egg prices in December were up nearly 60% over the same time last year, according to the Consumer Price Index. Kendall Crawford reports for Harvest Public Media on what's behind the increase.
When you walk through the doors of the Sugar Shack Bakery in Sioux City, Iowa, you can smell the assortment of cakes and cookies on the shelf before you see them.
All right, two caramels and two red velvet.
And to make each sweet-smelling treat possible, it takes a whopping 300 eggs every 2 to 3 days. Lately, that's meant a much higher bill for Claudia Hesse, the bakery's owner. She says she's been spending more than double on them, and she says she can't double or triple sales to make up for it.
You just can't. You'd be out of business. You wouldn't be able to sell it. So it's like, yeah, what do you do?
The average cost for a grade A large carton of eggs hit $4.25 last month, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. This time last year, it was less than half that. Egg prices have risen more than any other food product, according to the Consumer Price Index.
It's the largest we've seen in any category for quite some time.
That's Pat Westhoff. He's the director of the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. He says egg prices are typically more volatile than other food commodities.
So it takes a pretty big increase in price to convince people not to buy quite as many eggs. So a relatively modest percentage decline in production has resulted in a very large percentage increase in prices.
Inflation has hit all food prices. That's because of supply chain disruptions, the war in Ukraine, and high labor wages. But the supply of eggs also shrank, and that really impacts cost. That's exactly what happened after a deadly bird flu hit egg layers, says analyst Maro Ibaburu of the Egg Industry Center.
We lost 44 million laying hens last year because of avian influenza. So that creates a reduction on the number of eggs that can be produced.
Avian influenza is deadly for entire flocks. When the virus is detected in one bird, federal law requires that all remaining birds be culled to keep the highly pathogenic virus from spreading. And 2022 marked one of the virus's deadliest outbreaks.
New at noon, a disaster proclamation is issued for a county in northwest Iowa over the bird flu. The proclamation from Governor Kim Reynolds impacted.
Last March, one of the country's biggest egg producers, Rembrandt Enterprises, had to cull a flock of more than 5 million hens. The virus killed almost 15 million egg layers in just Iowa, which leads the nation in egg production. And major bird losses continued through September, right before winter, when eggs hit peak demand. The good news is that last month was likely the peak for prices as well. Iowa State University agricultural economist Lee Scholes says the USDA is forecasting better days.
They do expect prices to decline some, maybe about 30% off these historically high levels in 2022 as we look at 2023 prices.
That's if bird flu doesn't cause another disruption. Still, Scholes is hopeful. Buyers could be shelling out a little less next season. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Kendall Crawford.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains, including WILL. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with a chance of rain late in the day and a high of 44 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Eric Stock, Sarah Nardi, and Kendall Crawford. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.